Now I'm reading verse 17. And Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people, that they should be the Lord's people between the king also and the people. Now, this is the beginning. This man who was the priest now, he leads in a movement to return to the worship of Jehovah. And the worship of Baal, you see, had penetrated even into Judah. And it was prevalent. I think the people were going to the temple of the Lord, but they also were worshiping Baal at the same time. The same old thing, be religious on Sunday, then live for the devil the rest of the week. And there are a great many church members doing that today. And then they wonder why that the church is so dead today. Well, the explanation is not found in a building. It's found in the people. That's where the deadness lies at the present time. Now, this is the beginning of a great spiritual movement that is nothing short of a revival. Will you notice this? And all the people of the land went into the house of Baal. They break it down, his altars and his images, broke they in pieces thoroughly. And they slew Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars, and the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. And he took the rulers, over hundreds, and the captains, and the guard, and all the people of the land. And they brought down the king from the house of the Lord, and came by the way of the gate of the guard to the king's house, and he sat on the throne of the kings. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was in quiet. And they slew Athaliah with the sword beside the king's house. 7 years old was Jehoash when he began to reign. Or we can call him Joash, if you please, because that is actually what his name was. Now here in the 12th chapter, we have the reign of this little fella. And you can see who is the man engineering all of this was the high priest Jehoiada. And this is the beginning of a great spiritual movement that I would call revival, actually. I think probably at this juncture, we might, as it were, have a roll call of these kings. There was a total, actually, of 19 kings that reigned over the northern kingdom of Israel. And there was a total of 20 kings that reigned over the southern kingdom. Now, among the 19 kings over Israel, not one of them could be labeled a righteous king. Actually, the only thing you could say is every one of them was a bad king, not a good one in the lot. Sort of like olives in California. You probably have seen in your supermarket the olives that come from our great state. They come in three sizes. They have large, and then larger, and then jumbo. There's no such thing as a small olive. Well, there was no such thing as a good king among these kings in the northern kingdom. Now, in the southern kingdom, where they had 20, 10 of them could be considered good. Five of them are exceptional, and during those periods, there were five periods of reformation and revival. All of this reformation and blessing that came was incubated in the nest of spiritual revival. And these brief periods of respite, they kept the fires burning on the altars that were all but extinguished at other times. Five times revival flared up like a forest fire, swept through the nation. Not a fire of destruction, but construction and instruction. And God visited his people with a heaven-sent time of refreshing. And there was the turning to the Word of God, the worship of God. And there was power, there was prosperity. And when a revival comes, my friend, there'll be new joy today in the church. There will be renewed power in the church. And there'll be new love. And all of these are lacking today in the average church in this land of ours I think I know it pretty well because I've been all over this country today, that is in many, many places, and I see that these are the things that are lacking today. Now, the thing that is important for revival is a return to the Word of God. Then there will be prayer, and then there will be repentance. But first of all, there must be a return to the Word of God. That is something that you will find has been back of every great spiritual revival. Now, I personally believe we can have revival today. Dr. Griffith Thomas said years ago, I cannot see anywhere in Scripture that revival of the true church is contrary to the will of God. And then Dr. R.A. Torrey said, there is no such teaching in Scripture as that revival is contrary to God's will. And Dr. James M. Gray said, we recall nothing in the epistles justifying the conclusion that the experiences of the early church may not be repeated today. And we need that. We need revival. Now, this is an interesting section for us.